A week before Easter, the days long and clear, so bright is the sun, and so cold is the air. I went into the forest, some flowers to find there, and the forest would yield me no posies. The wheat and the rye that groweth so green, the hedges and trees in their several coats. Small birds do sing in their changeable notes, but there grows no strawberries or roses. I went in the meadow some time for to spend, and to come back again did fully intend. But as I came back, I met with a friend, and love was the cause of my mourning. I loved a fair lady this many a long day, and now to requite me she married away. Here she hath left me in sorrow to stay, but now I begin to consider. I loved her dear, and I loved her well. I hated those people that spoke of her ill. Many a one told me what she did say, but yet I would hardly believe them. But when I did hear my love asked in the church, I went out of my seat and sat in the porch. I found I should falsely be left in the lurch, and thought that my heart would have broken. But when I did see my love to the church go, with all her bride maidens they made such a show, I laughed in conceit, but my heart was full low, to see how highly she was regarded. But when I saw my love in the church stand, gold ring on her finger, well sealed with a hand, he had so seduced her with house and with land, that nothing but death can them sever. But when the bride maidens were having her to bed, I stepped in amongst them and kissed the bride. I wished I might have been laid by her side, and by that means I got me a favor. When she was laid in bed, dressed up in white, my eyes gushed with water that drowned my sight. I put off my hat and bid them good night, and adieu, my fair sweeting, forever. Oh, dig me a grave that is wide, large, and deep, with a root at my head and another at my feet. There will I lie and take a long sleep. I'll bid her farewell forever. She plighted her faith to be my fair bride, and now at last hath me falsely deprived. I'll leave off my wrath, and with God be my guide, to save me from such another. I pity her case much more than my own, that she should embrace and join hands in one, whilst I am her true love and daily do groan. My sorrow I cannot smother. Though marriage hath bound her, she is much to blame, and though he hath found her, her husband I am. Hereafter 'twill wound her that she put them to shame, when conscience shall be her accuser. Two husbands she hath by this wild miscarriage, the one by a contract, the other by marriage. She doth her whole family grossly disparage, but I will not plot to misuse her. Beware, you young men, of arts or of trades. Choose warily when you meet with such maids. You'd better live single alone in the shades than to love such an abuser.